Tyler Hubbard back then right now, and that's from his short-lived solo career.
It's not short-lived. He did say he would be releasing more solo music.
Oh,
and he's going
really?
On tour.
I didn't hear that part. I thought that they were together now forever.
They reunited, but I don't think that means everything else is out the window. Okay. Who's he opening for on tour this year? Can't remember right now, but he's going to keep releasing solo music. But it just might mean that Florida Georgia Line like does shows or a tour or whatever.
Okay. B105, it's Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. We have the B105 Buzz brought to you by East Central Energy, member-owned, homegrown, community-focused since 1936. Go ahead, Lauren.
Okay. So lots of people probably saw this, but Minnesota just topped a list that came out. It was the State of the States report. It was done by the State of the Nation Project, and basically they just looked at a ton of different things to see which states had the best quality of life, what states can improve on, things like that. And Minnesota actually came in at number one.
Okay.
A lot of the Midwest did. Wisconsin made the top 10, South Dakota, North Dakota. You know, we did great in terms of like employment to population ratio, which is saying something in today's economy. Bunch of different things. And, you know, I like this because everybody always thinks like Minnesota's boring. Nothing's going on there. And it's like there's something to be said about just simpler way of life.
U.S. data center or census data says that more people are moving to the Midwest than anywhere else in the last couple of years.
Interesting.
They're flocking to the Midwest because housing is more affordable, apparently.
Right.
I have a hard time buying that with seeing the housing prices now. But yeah, okay.
Well, I mean, compared to, I don't know, think of like California, well, I'm sure Florida.
And you look at some rural areas too. I mean, you can get a house relatively cheap.
Yeah.
That was interesting that I saw. I was going to talk quickly. The Deck announced that they're bringing their Bloody Marathon viewing party back for Grandma's Marathon. So the Bloody Marys are right up, you know, on the deck there in the back, you know. You get to it by the Symphony Hall entrance, the traffic turnaround there. And you go right to the back and you're overlooking the new Harborside area and Harbor Drive where the runners will be going on the final push.
When I saw that they announced this, I'm like, do I have to do the half? Like, couldn't I just drink a Bloody Mary and watch others?
I think that's, I would love to do that, but I don't think I can run across to the deck and get back in time for running the breaks.
Right. No, you have a job to do.
Yeah.
But that does look fun.
Maybe I'll make my own Bloody Mary bar here. Why not?
Just don't take us off the air. That's all I ask.
No, I'm going to do it. I'm just going to slide a button up and down. What could go wrong?
That's true.
Well, we've seen what happened before. Yeah, not with me, but.
Yeah, not with you. Let's clarify. Anyways, so read about that as well.
It's a B105 Buzz brought to you by East Central Energy. Do you know how to snorkel?
Yeah, I snorkeled on my last cruise.
I don't know. If like you go underwater and then you blow out the air that's in the thing, or do you just keep the snorkel above water?
I just keep the snorkel, like, above water.
Because there's a way to go down. You snorkel, and then you hold your breath, and then you blow it out.
Yeah, no, I just hold it against, or above the water.
Well, there's a thing going on at the, you can snorkel with sharks in Minnesota.
That's so cute.
At Sea Life, at the Mall of America. They've got, they're bringing it back this summer. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
That's really cool. The sharks don't bite you?
I would imagine not, because I think that would be a pretty bad PR thing.
I'm just wondering because, you know.
It's a bunch of kids just go in the tank and just bloody water.
I don't know.
Was that any movie, that Netflix movie, Thrash or something like that?
Yeah, I couldn't make it through that. I went to Great Lakes Aquarium a few weeks ago, and like my little nephews were so excited to like touch the stingrays, and it might not be a stingray, but it looked like a stingray. I can't remember what it's called. I was like, I'm not going to touch that. I'm not going to get stung.
Oh, I didn't know you were. Well, you never told me.
I did. Do you want me to give you my schedule every day, or
that would be helpful. I've never been to the Great Lakes Aquarium. Isn't that crazy?
I was really sad though because the river otters were not visible, that's what I really wanted to see.
Careful, those otters are.
Well, they're behind glass.
Ferocious.
But I was
otters.
Just so excited.
You ever seen an otter eat? Holy cow. Look up.
Yeah.
It's like a Tasmanian devil.
Yeah, I know. But they're so cute. And
no.
Josh Ross, Hate How You Look on B105. Got Lauren's Country Lowdown coming up here a little bit. What are we talking about today?
More Keith Urban news because he has a new album coming out.
Oh, I saw. I know what you're talking about.
Including his next move, which is strange. And then more Ella Langley records, you know.
Oh, breaking records?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's a day of the week that ends with a Y, so she's broken
right.
Record. Right?
Yeah, she's killing it.
That'll be coming up in the lowdown. We'll look at your weather forecast next, too, on B105. B105 with Lauren's Country Lowdown. What's up?
So let's start by talking about Ella Langley. She's now become the second most streamed country artist in the world. She just passed 30 million listeners on Spotify.
That's insane.
Yeah, so the only other country artist with more streams than her is Morgan Wallen, and they just released a song together. So in a short time, she's now on Morgan's level. I think he only has like 5 million more streams than her a month.
Man, she just came on a... what is the...
Because I think he has 34.9 streams, I think is what I read.
How did she do this? I mean, what is it, her marketing team? Is it her look? Is it her voice? I mean, is it the whole package? I guess, but it's like in just a couple years, she's already a huge headliner.
I think it was just like luck, not luck, because she's worked hard and she's been in Nashville forever, though, but I think it was like her one song took off and then it was just like lightning in a bottle.
Yeah.
There's so many things that have to go right.
Right.
And by luck, I just mean like, you know, she was trying to make it in the music industry for like 6 or 7 years before she hit it big. And I think we're at a time where women are just killing it. So that's what I mean by luck. Like she struggled the first few years, but
they call it a 10-year town.
Yeah, exactly. So she's also the first female artist to have 3 songs in the top 10 on Billboard's country airplay chart. Be Her's number 1. She was in Texas at number 5. Her duet with Morgan at 10. And then she also holds the title for the longest running number 1 hit by a female artist on the Billboard Hot Country Songs chart for Choose in Texas, 28 weeks.
Ever,
yeah.
Wow.
Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, they haven't done it, so.
That's nuts.
We'll see what other records she holds. And then Keith Urban, he has, you know, his Yacht Rock album coming out this Friday. He's going to be joining Evan Paul all night tomorrow night. And also, he has a collaboration coming with Deep Purple, which is London rock band. They have a new album coming out.
Smoke on the water.
July 3rd. And he plays.
Fire in the sky.
That's he plays song. Guitar in the song. So it's kind of like John Mayer on Lainey Wilson's new song. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What other songs that Deep Purple have? Everyone knows Smoke on the Water. They had some other ones. I can't remember.
I had to Google them, so I don't know. Yeah. He also says, and he'll talk more about this
tomorrow,
but
combo.
He doesn't know what happens next. If it's like another cover album or what?
Well, Yacht Rock comes out Friday.
Yep, and then Drew Baldridge has a new album coming out September 18th. It's called Farm, Faith, and Family. He helped write 14 of the 16 songs. Tyler Hubbard wrote some of the songs. Luke Combs, collaboration with Emily Ann Roberts on there. So, looking forward to that.
Okay. Lots of stuff happening. No, it's not Yacht Rock. It's Flow State album is the name of the Keith Urban one, right? B105 with Lake Superior Zoo tickets coming up with half a minute to win it. That'd be a fun time. So you can go to the zoo. We were just talking about wildlife and Lauren and all of her fuzzy little furry friends that are out there.
I do just want to hug fuzzy animals. I really want a raccoon or a skunk. More so a skunk. I know I can't have one.
Well, if you can descent a skunk, you can have them. Well, I guess you don't have to descent, but I would.
Yeah, I don't think it's a good idea. I have enough squirrels right now where it's like, it's a lot to feed.
Just like the rodents, the pests, you know?
It's a lot to feed so many squirrels, and now they expect so much from me. And I feel bad because there's 5 kids, so it's like I'll put out food for Barbara, but then all the kids have to eat. So then it's like if I see one of them looking hungry, you know, so it's a lot.
Meanwhile, I'm trapping mice by the dozens. So.
I'd rather my problem.
Yeah.
So, just saying.
They're crunching nut from L&M or whatever.
It adds up.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. And not cheap, you know. Wraith and squirrels, that's what I hear.
Oh. I can never move.
710 Laugh Off coming up, too, on B105. 710 Laugh Off. Let's do it, Lauren.
Let's do it.
You can start.
Okay. What do mermaids use to wash their fins? Tide.
Oh, that was... I should have seen that one coming.
That was cute, admit it.
That was cute.
Cute.
So the sales guy kept pushing. I'd already said no many times, so I shouted, "Nah, net 9!" But he wouldn't take no for an answer.
Wow.
Foreign answer? Foreign?
Yeah, no, I get that. That was intense. Answer. Yeah, no, I get it.
Okay.
Good job. Put yourself out there for that one.
I did. There was no chuckle though received, so, you know, that's okay. That's all right.
Can't win them all.
I guess. All right, this is from Karen.
You know what French fries do when they haven't seen each other in a while? They catch up.
Ah, ketchup joke. French fries. Now I'm hungry.
Same.
You know what I had the other day at a soccer game? They had Chick-fil-A actually was there catering.
I saw that on Facebook.
Yeah. And then they had these waffle chips. Have you seen those?
Yeah, I've never got them because when I go,
they're really good.
I'm getting fries.
They're really good.
Just saying.
They were so good, I didn't offer any to my wife. She said, I was going to ask to try one, but she said, you look like you were really into those. And I'm like, I was, and I was starving.
Yeah, I don't ever want anyone to be like, can I try one? No.
Get your own fries. Get your own chips.
Yeah, exactly.
That's your 710 Laugh Off. We got zoo tickets coming up with half a minute to win it next on B105. It's Ty Myers, Ends of the Earth on B105. 722, a sunny morning downtown Duluth, and we've got tickets for you to go to the Lake Superior Zoo.
It's a beautiful time to go to the zoo.
It is.
It's summertime. There's some cute bears there. Lots of other animals, too, but the bears.
Yeah, we know Lauren's obsession. Right now, if you want to play half a minute to win it, you're going to win some tickets to the Lake Superior Zoo, and we will start with caller number 5, and good luck, 727-B105.
Little food question today.
Was there a theme involved?
There's a theme, yeah.
Okay, well, I figured you had a theme going on, so yeah.
Why not?
Well, why not? Yeah, it's good. 727-B105 right now. Lake Superior Zoo tickets up for grabs. Good luck. Toby Keith, B105. It's Breakfast Club. Ken and Lauren, we got tickets to Lake Superior Zoo with half a minute to win it.
Let's do it.
Let's go to the phone, see what we got. Hello, B105. Who's this?
Hey, this is Mark.
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Hey, good guys. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good, I think, right?
Yeah, doing good.
Lauren, what's our category today for Mark to play for Lake Superior Zoo tickets?
Okay, so it's National Corn on the Cob Day, so I want you to name 5 other side dishes that you would eat at a summer barbecue.
Besides corn on the cob?
Besides corn on the cob, which is my squirrel Barbara's favorite.
Okay.
She loves a corn on the cob.
Mark, you think you can do that?
I think so.
All right, you got 30 seconds, Mark, starting now.
All right, we've got cooked brats, we've got cooked hamburgers, we've got baked beans, maybe potato salad, and fruit.
Okay, well, right. You know,
gotta finish with something good.
yeah, the brats and burgers, I would consider those sides sometimes.
Yeah.
To each other. You know what?
Depending how hard you're going that day, it could be. So, Mark, we're going to give
good
it to
enough,
you.
Good enough, Mark.
Nice, thank you.
Yeah, you got tickets to Lake Superior Zoo. Hold on, okay?
Sure.
That's great. Okay, National Corn on the Cob Day today.
Yep.
What's your favorite way to have corn on the cob?
Well, I like...
corn on the cob is that you it's the
yeah.
thing.
I usually shave it off.
Oh, you don't do the whole...
Well, it's because, I have a retainer, and then it's, gets stuck. You know, it's just, yeah.
I never really thought of that, because I have the same retainer that you do.
Yeah, but, I like it all the way.
Did you have braces when you were a kid?
Yeah, for a long time.
And then you had the retainer afterwards forever. Yeah, same here.
It's just a pain to eat certain foods.
Yeah.
Always the healthy foods, too. It's a pain, you know? It's can't eat this apple because it's, you know, so.
Well, I've never had that problem.
Well, not that I ever reached for an apple, but, you know.
That's what it is. I can't eat that apple because my retainer knows.
I can be honest, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, that's a half a minute to win it. We'll do it again tomorrow. And we've got a look at your weather forecast with Rusty from Fox 21. That's next on B105. Luke Combs, when it rains, it pours. B105, it's Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Good morning, 741. And I wanted to mention this real quick. Project Hail Mary set a streaming date. It's going to come out in streaming a week from today.
Oh.
So I bought it when it came out right away.
It was in theaters for a while. Usually today movies are not in there for long.
Yeah, well, it was making money. I guess it's they're still selling. So it was in there for a long time, but it's going to be, here's the thing.
No.
Guess where it's streaming? You would think Prime, because Amazon is the studio that owns or that is what put this together.
Right.
It's on MGM Plus. Have you ever heard of MGM Plus?
I've never heard of
that. I never have either until now.
This is probably their big claim to fame. And it's probably $20, because that's what movies are for at least a few weeks when they come out of theaters.
Yeah, well, that's where you can buy it right now on Amazon.
Yeah.
And
it is
Prime
something
Video,
you should see, though, in theaters if you can. I know that's not always possible, but it was so cool to see in theaters.
Yeah, even though people were talking next to us, that's another story.
Forgot about that.
Yeah. But, this will be streaming so on MGM Plus, which is owned by, it's a smaller offshoot of Prime, I guess. And then I'm at it, looking at it, and they have...
I've never heard of it.
Plans... Yeah, I never have either. Plans start at $7.99. So I was saying, okay, well, what do they got on here?
Yeah.
Not a lot of movies that I didn't even...
They probably used their whole budget on this.
Yeah, I mean, they got Naked Gun on there, Novocaine, a lot of those things that you can see in different stuff on that. But there's a lot... I don't know. It just seems I don't know if it's worth it.
Yeah.
SpongeBob the movie, if I haven't seen that one.
So you can... So if you get MGM Plus, you still have to buy it?
No, you can stream it then.
Okay. So you can make an account for 1 week and then cancel it. But a lot of people are going to forget.
Hey, look at Glenn Powell's Running Man's on there, too.
That's somewhere else, too, because I started watching it. Netflix, maybe? Paramount Plus?
I can't even remember anymore.
I can't remember. I can't.
Bring back cable at this point. just right. crazy. But yeah, if you haven't seen, so Project Hail Mary now, I saw it twice in theaters. This is what a nerd I am. I saw it twice in theaters and I've seen it twice at home now.
So when are you seeing Disclosure Day?
That's coming out today, this afternoon. I don't know if I'm going to have time this week. I got such a busy week. And then I'm kind of like, ah, boy, I saw some reviews about it and they're like, conspiracy theorists aren't going to be happy with the movie. And I'm like, well, that's, I wouldn't call myself a conspiracy theorist, but I kind of definitely are on that one. I am.
Right.
So I'm like, Zach, am I going to be a letdown? And I can't have that right now. I can't have a letdown.
Yeah, I get that. I get that.
But I've also heard, but then other people are saying it's Steven Spielberg's best movie in 20 years. So.
Yeah, I saw a review yesterday that wasn't great.
Right. This has been a little bit of.
Yeah. So, I mean.
It's such a polarizing topic, though.
Yeah, and it's like not really like a, it's not what you think of when you think of Steven Spielberg, so.
Yeah, it's like a chase movie, is what he says. Mm-hmm. So, well, anyway, that's out today. It's technically, tomorrow's the opening day, but I think they got show times at like 2:00 for Disclosure Day.
Yeah.
So, but if it depends if it rains this afternoon, you know?
Now, if you go, do not talk. That's not you. That's a shout out to everybody who might be listening.
Don't ask questions about the plot while you're in the movie.
That you Google it after, like yeah. I do.
Or turn your hearing aids on so that you know.
That's not nice. Although your dad's was turned all the way up.
I know. You were rustling in your bag or whatever. He's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, he kept glaring at me. I'm like, I'm reaching into my candy.
Yeah. What kind of candy were you eating? What's your go-to at the movie theater?
Bunch of Crunch.
Bunch of Crunch? Is that the...
They're like chocolate dipped. I don't even know.
Oh, sounds... Now we're talking food again.
Not even 8 a.m.
Surprise. Hello. Lauren's Country Lowdown. What's up?
So we've been talking a lot about Keith Urban's Yacht Rock album that comes out tomorrow.
Florida State, right?
I can't believe it's already here. I don't know. I feel like when he announced it, it was really far away. So he talked to Evan Paul from Taste of Country Nights. That is going to air tomorrow, but we've been getting little snippets of it. He's been talking about why he did it, everything like that. So a few more things, and you can hear in full tomorrow night. But first and foremost, he said one of the songs took 6 hours to just do the backing vocals.
6 hours?
Yeah, so there's 10 covers, one original, and so there's a song called How Much I Feel by Ambrosia.
Okay, yeah.
And he says the backing vocals and like the vocal stacking on that song is so hard, he's like, it took 6 hours, which what I took from that is that he's put like so much into this.
Yeah, so he's doing his backing vocals himself?
Yeah, he's doing everything himself. Okay. He said it took 6 hours just to do the oohs and ahs in the song.
Take two. Ooh.
Imagine like that's
Take
your job.
37. Wow.
6 hours is a lot. And then he also said With Help Is On Its Way, which is a Little River Band song.
Yep.
He says there's so many guitar parts that took him a while too. And then what I was mainly intrigued by is he said that there was supposed to be actually 11 covers on there. He didn't say which song he left out, but he said that he was trying to find a duet partner because it was a duet, but he was on tour and everything like that. So he said it didn't work out, but he wouldn't tell Evan Paul what song it was. So maybe we'll see it pop up somewhere else.
Okay. Mm.
But I would have liked to hear a little duet.
Wait and see. I'm Flow State. We've heard him do Summer Breeze and the one he did with Michael. Douglas.
No, not an actor.
Why can't I remember his name right now? I'm losing my mind.
I can't think of it either.
Go ahead, continue. I'll find
you
it.
You Google it. So, Lainey Wilson and Tim McGraw. You might have seen that they performed together at CMA Fest. Lainey came out during Tim's set and saying, "I like it. I love it." So if you watched her documentary, she talks about how Tim was basically like her biggest inspiration growing up. And when she was young, she wrote him a note and then she like was trying to get it to him. So she gave it to like a second aunt twice removed or whatever. So it was cool because I guess I had never realized that they hadn't met until a few days before CMA Fest when they were rehearsing. And Tim was like, "I saw your documentary. I never got your letter. Like that aunt never gave it to me," but he actually wrote her a letter back of what he would have said back in the day when he got it. So
yeah.
I thought that was so sweet, and I'm shocked that they had never met before. I was like, "What?" So I just thought that was a sweet moment. You can actually see video of it, b105country.com, and then Brad Paisley has a new song out tomorrow. It's featuring somebody because he's been releasing songs from his new project, Tacklebox. He shared a video, or it's a photo, and it's like a hand holding a bourbon glass, and he's like, "Who do you think this is?" People said Terry Clark.
That's an interesting guess.
But I have absolutely no idea. Because it's literally just the hand in the Apple Watch.
Somebody's looking at people's hands way too closely if they think it's Terry Clark.
Right. So we'll see you tomorrow. New music from Brad Paisley.
Okay, so Michael McDonald. Duh.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Name. Why did I say Michael Douglas? That was dumb. Oh, well.
That would have been an interesting one.
I don't know if he sings.
I don't know. That's the song that's coming out today, or tomorrow, I mean, for Flow State.
And this is the only original.
Yeah. But it sounds so much like other yacht rock sounds, it almost sounds like I know it.
I really like it.
No problem. I love it. Okay, Keith Urban coming up tomorrow, Flow State. All right, Lauren's Country Lowdown. Thank you, Lauren. Let's do Riley Green, Change My Mind on B105. It is the Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. So I don't know if you saw this going on in Superior. They've got goats out of Billings Park. Did you see this?
Excuse me?
You didn't see this. I figured,
in
you know,
Billings Park?
Yeah,
in
Billings Park, Superior, they've had goats out there because they are a chemical-free and natural way to get rid of the invasive buckthorn that's around in Billings Park.
So what you're saying is I need a goat.
Well, you could go see these goats. You can walk. They had a thing on Tuesday.
Where I did not think that was in Billings Park.
Yeah. No, it's like...
That
it's,
is
it's so a cute. Picture of one of them eating buckthorn.
That's so cute. Right. A few weeks ago when I went to Winona to visit my mother-in-law, she knows I love goats, and her friend has goats, and they just like let the goats roam the farm. So she's like, I'll take you. So we went, and I guess like these goats like to hike. So like we went on a hike with the goats, but they got a little scary because if you're holding food, they like won't, they were like jumping on me and stuff.
Yeah, they're pushy.
They're very pushy.
Mm-hmm.
But they've
been
so
rammed
cute.
By a goat where they put their head down,
I know,
and
but
run
they're
into
just
you.
So cute.
Or baby goats.
Baby goats are so sweet.
Or goat yoga.
But they kind of have like humanish eyes too. So it's a little, I've never done goat yoga. I think David Drew did it after Grandma's Marathon one of the years. And he's like, oh, yeah, I just did goat yoga. I'm like, well, excuse me? Where's
really?
That?
Yeah. Well, it's like the goat stands on you when you're doing some
I know,
of your
it's goals.
It's kind of funny.
I feel like I need a goat for my backyard. It could just like eat the weeds.
You're going to have a petting zoo before you know it.
I don't even have one animal, but
well,
yeah,
you've
I
got
would
how
like
many
a petting
squirrels,
zoo.
You know? All that
I
stuff.
Would like a petting zoo, though.
Okay. Well, anyway.
That'd be a dream.
I don't think they're going to be over there for much longer. I think they might be like the last day might be today or tomorrow. So you want to head over there to see the goats.
If anybody needs me.
You'll find her in building
parks. I'm
not
trespassing.
Among the buckthorn.
I do want to see a goat.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, that's going on in Superior. 808-B105. Got that Megan Moroney code coming up at 820. Stick around. Carrie Underwood blown away on B105. And we got the wind blown hair from Ben from Mainstream Fashions for Men. He's riding a motorcycle in today.
Yeah, it's too nice of a day to be on four wheels. You should be on two wheels if at all possible today.
Right, if you can plan ahead.
That's if you nice. Can plan ahead, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
be
I
safe.
Your, I saw your bike roll up and then I said, oh, Ben's here. And then Lauren went sprinted for the door. And then I was like, well, I mean, he just pulled
I
up.
I thought Ben was walking down the hallway. So I was like, oh, I'll go get him. And then
really
I saw a motorcycle and I'm like, okay, I think that's Ben. So then
you got
your
steps in early. Is
I
what
did,
you're
and
saying.
Then I held the door for some coworkers and said, "Good morning."
And see, and then you're even a kind person.
And yeah, they're probably like, "Why are you out here greeting me?" It's fine.
It's all right. It's their new job titles. She's our Walmart greeter.
I do answer the door often. Ben, what's going on at Main Street? I saw you hopped on Facebook.
I did.
Facebook
yeah,
Live.
Yeah. Well, there was like just like a couple of weird things happening next week. Like I've got a board meeting and trade show stuff next week, and so like. On this really random thing, we're going to be closed next Tuesday. So I wanted to make sure people knew.
Closed on Tuesday.
It's really strange because it's really never weird. Happened in the 35 years that we've been open that we've had to close on a random day. But we just have meetings and we can't miss them. And so we're just going to have to close on Tuesday next week.
That's okay. A Tuesday is a good day to close if you have to
If you're going
to
be closed a day of the week, I think Tuesday's a day to do it. So
least favorite day of the week.
Exactly. So I got Facebook, told people that. And then I'm going to hang around till noon on Grandma's Saturday just to, you know, cheer the runners on. And shake hands and kiss babies and that sort of thing.
No shade to you, but when I get to this stretch, I always look for you and you're not there.
It's probably because I'm so slow,
you've probably already left, but.
I kind of doubt that. It's just, I could be, you know, I could be shaking hands and kissing babies. That's what it could be.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Is your husband coming down this year to watch?
I have no idea. He usually decides the day before.
Oh. Tell him to come hang out with me and then we will have two sets of eyes.
I'm over here though. Yeah. We don't want to be all alone.
Tell him we have cold sodas at Mainstream.
I'm bringing in and vodka and orange juice.
Exactly. I think you should.
So I'll have to drive my husband home after running out.
Pretty much.
Maybe.
But no, I always look for you out there.
So. Yeah, and I will be there. I typically get down here between 7 and 8 on Grandma's Saturday and then just hang out and cheer the runners on. And then I'm going to hang out till noon. And then I'm going to go play golf on Saturday because that's just kind of a fun thing
to do.
As
you should.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's kind of like a national holiday on Saturday. So we're just going to hang out, cheer the runners on, and then I'm going to go play some golf. It's going to be beautiful.
Love it. I haven't played golf yet this year. Can you?
I haven't either, so I'm terrified on how it's going to go. But I'm going to play with my brother-in-law and father-in-law, who are both very good golfers. And
that'll elevate you.
That's the hope, you know. I'm a moderately decent golfer, and so we're just going to see how the first round goes this year. So,
well, good luck.
Thank you. Yeah,
this is your first round this year.
First round this year. We'll see how it goes.
Are you sure about that?
I'm 100% sure. I haven't even played in a simulator since last October.
I haven't either. I just have been so darn busy. That's like usually I've golfed probably 20 times by now.
Oh yeah, and like you know, with wedding season here now, the odds of me getting out are just so low that you just kind of have to schedule time way in advance to be able to get out and about. Otherwise, I get to just hang out at the store for the next 4.5 months. Quite a bit.
You have to have self care.
A little bit of self care won't be all bad. That's what the motorcycle's for. There's self care right there. Exactly. That. Yeah, that's a great stress reliever.
No, I was
right there.
Getting a little nervous watching you pull in on that.
Have you ever seen a golf caddy like that goes onto a motorcycle?
No, but that sounds awesome.
Because you think about it, you can go all these different golf courses across the, you know, that you get, you know, gas is $4 a gallon or whatever. You could take, I'm just trying to figure that out. So if you come up with something,
well, I know I've seen like golf carts that are motorcycles. Right. Like I've seen that before.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, that is a good point with gas the way it is right now. If you have two wheels to be on there, I mean, even on my Harley, I think I get close to 50 miles of the gallons.
Yeah,
so
right.
It's tough to complain about that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, just be safe out there.
I promise. And
making me nervous.
I was wearing my helmet. I know Mama Mork is listening down in Iowa right now and she knows. I always wear my helmet. My wife has told me I always have to wear my helmet.
And Rachel and Ben's mom, I will also be spying for you. So if I see him without a helmet, I will tattle.
See, and you saw me.
Yes, I did.
I had my helmet on.
Yep.
I was up front early just because I thought you were walking down the hallway.
And thanks for getting the door. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and I said, I'm sorry, I've been staring at you weirdly for like 3 minutes because I thought you were at the door.
Not the weirdest thing I'll probably hear today. That's cool.
I stared at you from across the Lyric when I see you in there.
And I have said that. That's weird, yeah. Yep. And I love that. It's one of my favorite stories about Ken that I can tell.
Mm-hmm. Just
that, and of course, how we saved your wedding.
Yeah.
Well, never mind. Hey, thanks, Ben.
You
Mainstream
betcha.
Fashions for Men, downtown Duluth. And then go to your website too, right?
Yeah, mainstreamduluth.com or come see us 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday.
Okay. We'll see you later. Have a good ride.
You.
843 B105 with B105, it's Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. So, Sofidel is having a hiring event today, the paper mill in West Duluth.
Yep. And if you miss it, they are having another one 17th and 18th. But don't wait.
Yeah, they've got some great career opportunities, you know, advancement, stuff like that. Good starting wages, too. Mm-hmm. So, Sofidel, that's over in West Duluth. Luke Bryan on B105. We will see you tomorrow. Have a terrific day. Enjoy the rest of the